remember.
Jim, a 3-1 scoreline, but it wasn't as comfortable as that in the end, really, was it?
No, not really. I think there was a phase in the second half where I think Lancaster had the opportunities to get back level, and that would have made it an interesting final 10 or 15 minutes. And it was nice to put the goal in at the end and, if you like, sort of breathe a little bit easier. But yeah, I think first half we were perhaps good value for the lead, but as the game wore on, Phil started bringing on subs that kind of made them a little bit more aggressive, and they kept strong with Williams and Carney up front. They were always going to create chances. Disappointed with the nature of the goal, because the referee initially couldn't point a finger to anybody for a foul, and I don't think there was a big appeal for it. Disappointing goal to concede, and it gave them a little bit of life. They had a great chance after that with Carney slipped Williams in. Great save, and we needed to be more conscious at that stage that we shouldn't be playing such an open game plan. So we tightened up a little bit, which gave them a bit of an opportunity to get back in the game, but also allowed us to be more solid and play on the break. And ultimately, you know, we've done what we needed to do to get through into the next round.
And how important would you say is the FA Trophy for yourself and Stockport County?
I suppose it's not huge. I mean, you look at the last two people that won, they got relegated, so it's obviously took a little bit away from the league form. You know, it's a nice day out and it's probably make some money. Somebody was saying about how York were able to maintain the full-time status this year because they won the FA Trophy, which is fine, but how much did the FA Trophy run in those games take away from league points? So it's important for us. I mean, from our perspective, it's not the money as such, because it's not a huge amount of money, but we had two empty Saturdays, but we wanted to make sure we had games. We want to be able to keep the momentum of what we're creating in the league. And you know, we've been very fortunate the last couple of weeks because of the work of our ground staff last week, and obviously good fortune in the weather here today that we've been able to play regularly and keep our momentum going. So we've only had one defeat in the last nine, and the FA Trophy has helped maintain that momentum and that strength, and we're keeping players fit and strong as we go into what will become more and more demanding games over the Christmas.
You're still pulling great crowds. I think at your last home game you had more than 3,000, even though the weather was possibly as cold as this with snow. So I dare say you'll be hoping for a home draw in your next round. Have you got anyone in mind who you might like?
No, I mean, again, I've not really scanned across the league. We know there's a lot of national sides. We were fortunate in this particular round to avoid a national team. I'd imagine that the next round now will be, there'll be a lot stronger opposition. You know, but again, you know, I'm not too bothered. Last year we were a bit worried about that we would have had home games, big home games called off to go and get small crowds in the FA Trophy elsewhere. In this particular case, at least the game that we're going to be losing is Harrogate away. I don't know how they got on today with Wrexham, but so from our point of view, it'd be nice in the new year to, we're going to have a big game against Salford in the new year, and then we're going to hopefully follow that up with you know, what would be an exciting FA Trophy game, because as each round goes by, you get a little bit more excited about the potential of being achieving something special.